us, and well, nothing is too far-fetched. In one episode, they try to create artificial meat.
So we looked at what we have in the pipeline, and the only food product that's close to ready is Lemon Phil's project, beef grown without cows.
Beef without cows? I'm listening.
We take bovine cells and, surrounding them in a bed of rich nutrients, grow them in a fully developed cow tissue, or beef.
Cowless meat grown in a lab.
I just said that.
Mm-hmm. So can you imagine sitting down to a plate of test tube meat? What do you think it would taste like? According to the American sitcom Better Off Ted, this is what their lab meat tastes like.
Tastes familiar.
Beef?
No.
Chicken? We'll take chicken.
What does it taste like?
Despair.
Is it possible just need salt?
Apparently... Test tube meat tastes like despair, or maybe it just needs a little bit more salt. Marcus Barber, our futurist, here to discuss this idea. Hello there, Marcus.
Hi, Vicky. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you very much. I don't think I want to eat meat that tastes like despair, though.
Well, in theory, we've been eating versions of cultured meat for quite some time. A can.
Spam?
Well, yes. I think this is just a more technologically advanced version, perhaps.
Is it a reality? And would it be made just like they tried to make it in Better Off Ted, where they just start with a little sample of real meat and then they clone it in some way?
Well, they do certainly clone some of the cells component and give it a culture in which it can grow. Basically they had the answer right in terms of the sitcom. And it's been on the drawing board for probably 6 or 7 years now. But in the last 2 years, it's taken some pretty substantial steps forward. It's not that far away.
Seriously. So what's happened in the last couple of years?
Advanced the technology in terms of being able to grow the cell structure far more effectively. So there's a report just coming out published by Oxford University looking at some research by the University of Amsterdam who've been quite successful being able to develop the protein source, if you like, so that it is far more meat-like in its consistency. And that's the first step forward.
I also read an article. There was a scientist from South Carolina in the United States who had developed turkey muscle tissue. But to make tasty turkey, you need fat. And so you need a vascular system. And so they had quite a long way to go.
Yeah, I think the difference there is, though, the presumption that the meat itself needs to have the taste component. And I don't think that's right. If you go to most restaurants now where they serve a good steak or a good chop, 9 times out of 10, that will actually be coated in a sauce of some description or even cooked in a sauce of some description. So potentially where this is likely to go is that the protein sauce, if you like, the lab-cultured meat, would provide the texture of meat, and then the sauce would provide the taste components.
Oh, that sounds disgusting, Marcus. Not round these parts, I'm telling you. Not at my house. It's straight up chop. There's no sauce.
I love the old straight up steak, you know, a couple of inches thick and just barely cooked through. That's no drama at all. But there are a number of people, if you look at the variety of restaurant style shows and cooking shows on modern TV, everything's about how do you do a better sauce? How do you cook it more effectively? How do you add taste to what would otherwise be just a slab of protein? So we're not that far away.
Oh, my goodness. Marcus, we were talking earlier about the possibilities of injecting different flavours. Anne-Marie was suggesting maybe that we could have meat that tastes like chocolate.
Well, yes, I guess the challenge, though, and this is the process for the research, is that the flavour itself needs to match what our already preconceived notions of a texture are like. And that is where the challenge comes in if we think we have to try and, if you have an expectation it's going to taste like chocolate, but yet it feels in your mouth different, it's going to be rejected. Whereas if there's a match to something we already know, it's going to be an easy leap for consumers to take on board.
So it could be test tube meat that tastes like mushroom sauce?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. And you know, if you go to most of the mainstream fast food outlets, for instance, it's not that far. It's a simple concept for them to take out a large slab of meat, add a series of condiments, whack it between a couple of chunks of bread and call it a hamburger. So we're not that far away. And there's other really interesting things that I think this research shows, and that's in terms of how much energy, water, greenhouse gases are produced using a lab-cultured approach versus the traditional farming methods that we have now.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. So if we're facing, for example, a shortage of